Tucker Carlson slams Silicon Valley for push to help Biden-Harris ticket. By Jeff Poor on September 5, 2020. Friday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program with a rebuke of big tech for its efforts to sway the November presidential election. The Fox News host pointed to Susan Molinari's speech at the Democratic National Convention as proof of an effort that has been afoot since President Donald Trump won the 2016 presidential election. Transcript as follows. Carlson, you probably didn't see it live, not many people did. But last month, a former Republican member of Congress called Susan Molinari spoke at the Democratic National Convention. If you thought about it, it was an odd moment. Susan Molinari is a very nice person, actually. People who know her like her, but it wasn't really clear what she was doing speaking at the Democratic Convention. Most Democratic voters probably never have heard of Susan Molinari, and her whole speech lasted just a moment. So what was the point of it, exactly? Well, here's the point. Susan Molinari was a top lobbyist for Google. She was a senior executive at Google until 2018. She wasn't at the DNC to speak to anyone watching from home on TV. She was speaking to the Democratic Party itself. Her message to them was very clear. Silicon Valley is on your side. We'll help you win this thing. By inviting Susan Molinari, Democrats also sent a message back to Silicon Valley. You have nothing to fear from us. Elect Joe Biden, and you can keep your monopolies. You can extend your control over American life. This was a bargain a long time in the making. Immediately after Donald Trump was elected in 2016, executives at Google held a company-wide meeting. Really, it was more of a group therapy session. The company's chief financial officer, Ruth Porat, broke down in tears as she spoke. She asked how Google could, quote, use the great strength and resources and reach we have to continue to advance really important values, end quote. What are those values? They're not your values. Google co-founder Sergey Brin was also devastated by Trump's victory. He found the election, quote, deeply offensive. Watch Brin go full encounter group in front of his employees. Begin video clip. Sergey Brin, co-founder, Google, most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for, because of the election. As an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive. Question, is there anything positive you see from this election result? Laughter. Brin, boy, that's a really tough one right now. End video clip. Carlson, another oppressed billionaire. At the same meeting, Brin suggested that Google changed its algorithm, the very core of its search business, to promote, quote, better quality of governance and decision-making. What does that mean? In other words, they want to subvert democracy. And everyone in the room knew exactly what he was saying, and they got to work doing it. 2 years later, a video of that company-wide meeting leaked. Any other company would have been ashamed of it. The head of America's most powerful corporation caught on camera planning to manipulate voting in elections. But Google was not embarrassed. They didn't stop either. No one made them stop. So they continued. Last year, a new video emerged. This video showed a woman called Jen Genai, who works in the artificial intelligence unit at Google, confessing to trying to manipulate the 2020 election, the one underway now. Genai said, quote, we all got screwed over in 2016. So we're rapidly been like, what happened there? And how do we prevent it from happening again? Once again, she is speaking about the results of a free and fair democratic election that Google, the most powerful company in the world, didn't like. So they're trying to make sure it never happens again. It's brazen, but they're doing it. Why are they doing it? Well, imagine you're them. Imagine we're back in 2016, and you're a tech executive in Northern California. You're in your 30s. You're not particularly impressive, though you have all the right credentials. And yet, somehow, you are now worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And you look on as Donald Trump wins the White House. He is running on the most populous Republican platform since Teddy Roosevelt. On the other side, openly socialist candidates are elected to Congress. People are tired of oligarchs like you. You have not improved America. You know this could be very bad for you. Someone might tax your stock options or seize your private island. So what do you do next? Well, Silicon Valley had a few ideas. First, They boosted Democrats who were aligned with Wall Street and multi-billion dollar companies like theirs. As long as people were distracted by identity politics, as long as they were fighting about unresolvable issues like race and gender, you might be able to distract them long enough that you could pull this off. You won't talk about the fact that you don't pay taxes if you're busy attacking cops and other powerless members of the working class. So there's a reason Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are now the standard bearers of the Democratic Party. It is not because Democratic voters love them so much. They didn't. It's because they're compliant. Joe Biden has trouble formulating sentences. Clearly, he is not posing a threat to tech monopolies. Of course not, after 50 years of shilling for corporations. And no politician has demonstrated more clearly her ability to use race tension to divide this country more effectively than Kamala Harris has. Kamala Harris has applauded the riots. Watch. Begin video clip. Stephen Colbert, talk show host, I want to make clear that I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I am just not seeing the reporting on it that I have for the first few weeks. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, vice presidential nominee, that's right. That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop, and that's, they're not, this is a movement. I'm telling you, they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels that this isn't, they're not going to let up and they should not. End video clip. Carlson, the rioters aren't going to let up, and they should not, says Kamala Harris. Right. This is the same Kamala Harris, who tweeted that Michael Brown was murdered by cops in Ferguson, Missouri. He wasn't murdered. That's not speculation. Barack Obama's own Justice Department concluded he wasn't murdered. That's a lie. But Harris repeated it anyway, and her allies at Twitter allowed her to disseminate that lie nationwide. They didn't pull that tweet down. So Silicon Valley is doing all it can to help the Biden-Harris ticket. And this is just the beginning. This year, for example, LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman and other billionaires threw major financial support behind an organization called Acronym. Reportedly, Acronym has set up bogus news sites in swing states to portray Democrats in a positive light. Oh, kind of like the propaganda they claimed Russia was propagating in the last election. Right. This is the party that loves to complain about the death of local journalism. But they are funding a propaganda network to change people's opinions before an election. And the goal, of course, isn't just to make Democrats look good. It is to make you terrified because scared populations are easier to control. That's why Facebook blocked a video featuring the president pointing out an obvious scientific truth, and no scientist disagrees with this. Children are mostly not at risk from the effects of the coronavirus. According to the scientific journal, The Lancet, the virus is, quote, generally a mild disease in children including infants. Fatal outcomes are, quote, rare. If you knew that, you might have real questions about the lockdowns Joe Biden and the teachers' unions and so many other institutions in this country are pushing. So you can't know it. Facebook decided you should not be able to see those data from The Lancet. Twitter went a step further and had their 27-year-old liberal arts majors lock down the president's campaign account until the campaign deleted the video themselves. In other words, kiss the ring, said Twitter. We won't just erase the video. We need you to bow publicly to our authority and do it yourself. This has implications far beyond the election, far beyond who becomes president in January. This is about how much power the tech monopolies will have. It's about how much power that professional class can continue to wield as the middle class dies. Technology executives in San Francisco are the product of those institutions, of left-wing universities. They've been trained to dislike the country that made their success possible, and they very much do. So anything they do that can weaken social cohesion in this country or trust in our institutions is, of course, appealing, and that includes pushing mail-in voting, which everyone knows that's voter fraud. That's why big tech is pushing that. It's why they're backing radical politicians and DAs like Chase of Bodine in San Francisco. People like that degrade and destabilize our country. But Silicon Valley is in favor of that and has been in favor of that since 2016, and they've been getting away with it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.